Shame on you, United Nations, murdering civilian Haitians. Shame on you, United Nations, murdering civilian Haitians. Shame on you, United Nations, murdering civilian Haitians.
In the streets today in solidarity with the people of Haiti.
How many cities?
53 cities on 5 continents. The whole world is trying to call attention to the neglected crisis in Haiti, where the United Nations troops, under the directorship of Brazilian commander, have been committing atrocities against the civilian population, and not just randomly, but specifically targeting the people who support the democratic process that elected the president that was ousted by the coup in 2004.
Can you give us a little bit more background about the situation in Haiti and how it's developed?
Yeah, perhaps you would want to ask Pierre Lavoisier, who's standing right here and who grew up in Haiti and is a co-founder of the Haiti Action Committee that organized today's demonstration here.
Hi. Can you tell us some background information about the situation in Haiti and how it's developed?
Well, what has happened is that the Haitian people we've been struggling against the brutal dictatorship of the Duvalier family back during the late 50s and going through the 60s, 70s, and in 1986, Baby Doc Duvalier was overthrown, and actually was overthrown on February 7, 1986, which makes today a special day in the history of the Haitian people. And since that time, that date has been enshrined in the Haitian constitution as when democratically elected presidents will take the oath of office to signify a complete break with the legacy of dictatorship and brutality. So, but throughout that period, from 86 to the present, the Haitian people have been struggling to establish a democracy in Haiti and a state of laws. But unfortunately, the entrenched power structure of a small Haitian elite coupled with the power of the U.S. elite in the U.S. government and France and Canada, they've been opposed to the people's movement for democracy and to win their rights. Now, the concept of democracy for us means a lot. It means the freedom from hunger. It means the right of the people, the very poor, to participate in the running of their countries, of their communities, so they can decide how best the resources of the country are going to be used, namely building schools for them, to have institutions so that they can protect their, have decent jobs, have hospitals, have sources of clean drinking water, in other words, a society that will help them live a full, decent life. And so, but they've been running against the entrenched power of that Haitian elite. Now, that elite really benefits them to have the people with weak institutions in the country, because that way things such as labor codes cannot be enforced, very lax taxing system where the poor get taxed, but they can get away with not paying any taxes at all. They can pollute the environment as they wish. So a number of things that will really really enhance their power and their continued capability to super exploit the people of Haiti. So during 9 years, from 1994 until the coup d'etat, the recent coup d'etat of February 2004, what we've had, the people of Haiti have tested democracy. They were in a position of power. They were in a position, and more schools were built during that time than had been built in the full 191 years of Haitian history. So it's been really a phenomenal thing. And on February 2004, we had the U.S., France, and Canada sending their military to actually kidnap the president of Haiti, President Aristide, to kidnap the president and really put that elite back in political power. They had the economic dictatorship. They've never lost that. But the people had finally managed to break their hold on the political dictatorship of the country and really to democratize the country. But now the clock, through this brutal coup d'etat, the clock is being turned back. And now what we have is that the UN forces were sent to Haiti in 2004, in June 2004, and they are the ones who are now a fig leaf for this restoration of a brutal dictatorship in Haiti. That's what the people in Haiti have been protesting. They've been demanding freedom for the political prisoners. They've been demanding the same demands, a better society, and they are being killed for that. And the UN forces are killing them. Now, many people are confused. They say, oh, no, not the United Nations, because we know UNESCO and all of that. But, and I'm speaking to someone who's very familiar with the UN. I used to live in New York. I used to go there all the time. And it shocks me, too, to see what they are doing. But what's going on, people have to remember that the armies that are in Haiti are the same armies from South American countries and Central American countries for the most part. There are others that are there. But these are the same armies that have been trained at the School of the Americas. These are the same armies that have conducted bloody, brutal actions against their very own people. They have been ideologically trained and militarily trained to attack, to wage a war against civilian population, against people who are demanding a better world, justice for their communities. And so that's, and these are the folks who are in Haiti. So a blue helmet with a UN insignia doesn't turn you into Mother Teresa or Mahatma Gandhi or Dr. King or someone who's, who believes in nonviolence. These are very, and what they are doing, what their role has been, they have conducted several massacres in Haiti. One on July 6, 2005, and the most recent on December 22, 2006, in which it's been estimated 60 to 70 people have been killed in each of their rampage. And there have been daily rampage. Recently, on January 22nd, people were killed. We had a young child, 9 years old, being shot in the head. Another student, 17-year-old, was shot on January 22nd. The young boy was shot on January 20th. And just recently, a week ago, two children sleeping in their homes. The UN soldiers were just shooting in the neighborhood, just terrorizing people, and two children sleeping in their home were felled by bullets. A 7-year-old girl, Stephanie Lubin, and her 4-year-old sister, Alexandra Lubin. They were both killed. So this is the kind of stuff that we are protesting. We are joining today in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Haiti, who in several cities have been taking to the streets to demand justice, to demand an end to the occupation, the restoration of a true democracy in Haiti, the return of President Aristide, and freedom for all the political prisoners.
So what's going on here today in San Francisco?
Well, San Francisco is one of it's one of 53 cities around the world that are on 5 continents. One of 3 cities or 53 cities that is standing up in solidarity with the people of Haiti. And we are saying an end to the occupation. We are echoing their demands. We are letting the brothers and sisters in Haiti, letting them know they are not alone, that people around the world, including San Francisco and the Bay Area, are standing up with them in their calls for justice and an end to the occupation of Haiti.
What can people do after today to continue to stand in solidarity with the people of Haiti?
First of all, people need to get information. People need to go on our website, www.haitiaction.net. It's all one word, haitiaction.net. People can also go to www.haitisolidarity.net and to get some information about what's going on. I want to encourage people to support, to urge their congressional representatives to support Congresswoman Barbara Lee. She has a bill in Congress demanding, and the bill is demanding that there be an investigation into the coup d'etat that overthrew President Aristide and resulted in so many deaths in Haiti. Over 8,000 people were murdered as a result of the coup d'etat. or 35,000 women were sexually abused, raped, and what have you, by the Haitian police, national police. They were very involved in the coup d'etat, as well as the former members of the disbanded military. Many of them are part of the Haitian police right now. So Congresswoman Lee is addressing that issue. She wants to hold hearings about that to determine also how far in the Bush administration did this reach, and who was responsible for this. And so I think that's one of the things that's very important. Secondly, there is also a bill to cancel the debt of Haiti. Haiti is a country that's been heavily indebted. Now, and I put that in quotation when they said indebted. Basically, what has happened is that they have most of the money that Haiti owes has been money that the international financial institutions, at the urging of the U.S. administrations and France and Canada, these are monies that were given to the dictatorship of Baby Doc Duvalier and Papa Doc. So the Haitian people never benefited from any of this money. They never benefited from it. It didn't build schools, didn't build hospitals for them or anything. But now they are being told that they have to repay this money. So, and the interest is overwhelming. So monies that should be going in to build things for the people of Haiti, now this money is, you know, we have to pay it to at high rates of interest to the World Bank and the IMF.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'd like to encourage people to really get on our website and to support us. And for people who don't have, who are not hooked up on the internet, they can call us at 510-483-7481.
Right on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. So we're down here at Powell and Market Streets in downtown San Francisco.
Well, today's a very important day, being the 7th of February, and there are demonstrations of some kind being organized, are taking place either today or tomorrow or yesterday or something, to honor the 7th, which was the overthrow, I believe, Papa Doc. Through 50 cities throughout the world. Okay? And we're particularly concerned about the UN and its actions, its really occupation of Haiti right now. They've been in since 94, the coup. Their mission was to protect a coup government. And basically, the same kind of elements are in the country preventing Préval from really ruling. The same kind of elements are still in the country preventing Aristide from going back to his home where he has a right to go. There's no reason why he has to be out of his country. He's a citizen of Haiti and should be able to come back without danger. The UN in tanks is going into Cité Soleil, which is one of the poorest neighborhoods in the Port-au-Prince area, and maybe 300,000, 500,000 people. In the night, like 4 in the morning, even earlier sometimes, the UN goes in with tanks. They have it all blockaded around so nobody can get out. It's like a prison. And they go in and they shoot up. They say they're after bandits or they're after kidnappers or something like that. But that's not, they killed women and children. They killed the baby of a pregnant woman just recently. This is all recent, but it's been going on. And so we're just very distressed about that. We want the UN mission in Haiti, the countries, to vote against the continuation of the mission. We believe that Haiti has a right to be its own country, to clean up its courts, which just kind of went to pot under the coup. And there's just got to be the permission for the people themselves to take charge of their own country. And right now it's barely being manipulated by, I guess France, Canada, and the United States. They were the countries behind the coup. Document shows weapons were sent to Dominican Republic, 20,000 of a particular kind of gun. People were trained there across the border. Criminals were freed from prison, all moved toward the capital, and then with the UN Marines involved, there was the coup.
What can people here in the United States and elsewhere do to help stand in solidarity with the people in Haiti?
Okay, I think one thing they can do is they can get information sources. They can go to www.haitiaction.net, and they will get updated news. There are other websites that are linked to that, and the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti. There are studies that are done that they can become familiar with. They can participate in the events of the Haiti Action Committee. We have, for example, Zoanne is coming to town next month. She was, I'll just tell you the story, if you have time,
sure,
of her imprisonment. It was Mother's Day, and it was, it'll be 3 years ago in May, but it was a Mother's Day at midnight. U.S. Marines went to her home, and they killed her two dogs, and they put bags over the heads of her grandchildren, and took her off without any charge. She sat in prison for 2 years. She was just recently released. No charges. She's a singer. She sings songs of struggle. The people in Haiti have been in struggle for 5,500 years. And they're still in struggle. Because at first they weren't recognized. After they were a free country in 1804 and defeated Napoleon's armies, they were independent. The United States wouldn't recognize them because the United States still had slavery. Okay. France was angry because France lost all the money from running the slave plantations. So France put a debt on Haiti, and that debt would it would be in the, I think, billions today if it were, and they're still demanding payment. Aristide asked that this be dropped. This is the kind of thing this oppressed. $500 million was withheld from Haiti at people in our government, like Jesse Helms and so on, because they didn't like Haiti, don't like Aristide. They withheld the money that the Haitians were paying the interest on the loan. They had permission to get the loan and was withheld so that Aristide couldn't do what he was trying to do. Even then, he started a school. People don't know anything about what he did. He started, we were down there. We visited people in their low-income housing that he started. We saw the university. With the university for doctors, there were over 200, something like 230, I don't remember the number, medical students ready to graduate, and they were for the poor. In Haiti, there's no doctors for the poor. What happened, the U.S. Marines occupied the place, and their education ended. Some of them had to end up going to Cuba to finish their education. If it weren't for Cuban doctors, there would be many more people dying in Haiti. They're so poor, and we do everything that seems to keep them poor. So this is really a lot to consider in U.S. foreign policy, and we're responsible as citizens for what our country does. So therefore, we have to do what we can, even if it's just a demonstration, writing letters. I'm meeting with the Consular General, with another member of the committee. We're going to explain to him what is our problem, what we're trying to do. We're going to try to see what we can do to get the countries that want the UN to stay in Haiti to withdraw their vote to have Haiti stay there, so that Haiti will be able to govern itself. These poor people, this is just absolutely awful. The kids can't go to school. I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable. They don't have enough food. Water is a big problem. I mean, it's always a problem in Haiti. Little kids sell this much little water like this for a small amount of money, but that small amount of money doubled. That's about the daily wage of a Haitian. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's the poorest country in the hemisphere, perhaps the poorest in the world, and a lot of people help Haiti in one way. For example, the parish where I worked, we had a sister parish. Did a lot of help, pay the teachers there, you know, help the sisters build their convent, you know, all this kinds of stuff like that. So there are sister parishes, there are twinnings, there's these private people that are sending money down to Haiti. There's private people that are sending money down to Haiti. That's true. There's a lot of projects going on. But Haitians don't have the right to design what they want to do. And I could give an example. For example, when I was down there, we met with the head of a company who started to make these little briquettes, because in Haiti they don't have fuel. So what they do is they burn the charcoal, and people are by the side of the road just selling this charcoal. Well, that's trees, and Haiti is pretty denuded of trees. And that's because they don't have fuel. So what he was trying to do is trying to get an interim thing and get the pressed paper, make it into briquettes, and then that would be a step up. But in the coup government, what was said, La Tortue, he couldn't do it because they wanted a different way. They wanted to have the U.S. involved or some company over here involved. You see what I'm saying? They can't do it the way, for example, the co-ops, they can't, like, grow what they want. They have to grow it'll be the corporations, you know, the agricultural corporations that'll probably decide what Haiti wants. And then we have to start our demonstration. Stella Goodpasture, I'm a Dominican sister of Mission San Jose, and my congregation has been supporting my work for Haiti for 3 years.
Hi, my name's Tom Luce, and I'm here because it's an international day of solidarity around the world, people who want to promote democracy in Haiti and to stop the killings that have been a terrorist kind of program funded by the United States, funded by Canada, France, and a lot of other right-wing governments to stop people from trying to rule themselves in Haiti. We want democracy in Haiti. The majority poor should rule. And we thought we had something going with Aristide back in the 90s, and then again, that he was driven out in 2004. And I'm here today because I just come back from Haiti. I was there for the month of January, trying to do what I can to shore up the current government that's there, elected last year freely and overwhelmingly by the poor people. But there's the undermining that's already started. Before he was even elected, they were saying Préval, of course, is this, Préval is that, trying to destabilize the government. I work with human rights people in Haiti, on the streets, in the prisons, trying to help human rights advocates gather together and be enabled to fight for their own rights. Then they are involved with a massacre in 2005 in a neighborhood called Grand Ravine. This was done, planned by the police department, by the government. At that point, of course, we say is illegal. And we've been working with the people ever since. They had another massacre last summer done by the same people. So there's a lot of work to be done. I have a little different aspect on the UN, which is one of the main themes of today here by Haiti Action. I'm with a group called Human Rights Accompaniment in Haiti. HURA is the short name for it. And we think that the UN is a tool that Haiti has a right to use. And the president of Haiti has asked for the UN to stay there. He knows that the police department is still pretty weak and not under his control. And I guess we're going to be drowned out. But in any case, we want the UN to stay there and work for the Haitian government to get control of the real problem in Haiti, which is the right-wing paramilitary groups. And that's why I'm here. Stop the violence. Get democracy on its feet.
Can you tell us what the conditions are like for people living in Haiti?
Well, it depends on who you are. I work with only the poorest of the poor. Our group that I work with there in Haiti only takes people that have no money. And these people live in what they call shanty towns. They're basically little hovels put together with cement blocks, if they're lucky, cardboard walls, tin roofs, and living conditions are pretty poor. I mean, I hate to use the phrase now, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, because it's kind of trite. People just don't understand how bad things are, and that there's no reason for it. There's no reason for this poverty, but except racist, imperialist policies that the United States has been pushing there from the beginning. I was totally surprised in 2004 to learn that President Thomas Jefferson said when the slaves rebelled in 1804 that, and he was president, sitting president, he says that disease has to be kept on that island. And he was talking about the idea of slaves, black slaves, freeing themselves. He was a slaveholder, and the United States boycotted Haiti for the next 60 years and forced Haiti to repay France for their loss of land, for their loss of slaves. And it was equivalent to what we would say was $26 billion. They didn't finish paying until the 40s. And that's one of the basic reasons it's so poor.
Can you talk a little bit about the International Monetary Fund and current
right.
monetary situations?
Well, we've heard a little bit of good movement.
Thank you, Forrest, from the Anti-Coalition for bringing the sound.
Okay. We have been pushing, of course, for a Jubilee 2000 total debt relief. And now the IDB, which is not the International Bank, has apparently agreed to go with the Jubilee 2000 idea and free up some of this money. But right now it's still a dry spigot as far as international aid. They haven't given a dime since the new election took place last year.
Right on. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
How would you like to say a few chants to warm up? Courtesy of our chant maestro, Adrian. Shame on you, United Nations, murdering civilian Haitians. 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 Are you ready for number two? Comrades in Cité Soleil, we are with you all the way. Comrades in Cité Soleil, we're with you all the way. Comrades in Cité Soleil, we're with you all the way. Comrades in Cité Soleil, we're with you all the way. Camarade in Cité Soleil, we're with you all the way. Camarade in Cité Soleil, we're with you all the way. Camarade in Cité Soleil, we're with you all the way. Camarade in Cité Soleil, we're with you all the way. We're with you
all the way.
We're with you
all the way.
We're comrades in Cité Soleil. We're with you
all the way.
We're with you
all the way.
How far?
All the way.
How far?
All the way.
All the way, all the way, all the way, all the way for Cité Soleil. Oh, wait, these are all the brand new chants. This is the world premiere of these chants, brothers and sisters. So you are at a historic moment here. It's the first time they've ever been chanted. How about this one? Blue helmet atrocity, anathema to democracy. Boy, twist your tongue around that one. All right. Blue helmet atrocity. Anathema to democracy. Blue helmet atrocity. Anathema to democracy. We got an improvement here from Brother Chris. Blue helmet atrocity is trying to stop democracy. Blue helmet atrocity is trying to stop democracy. Helmet atrocity is trying to stop democracy. Helmet atrocity is trying to stop democracy. Okay, here's a long one. So I'm going to give you the first part and then the second part, and we'll put it together, okay? It goes like this. What's that shooting on the street? That's no keeper of the peace. What? Let's try that. What's that shooting on the street? That's no keeper of the peace. Act so savage, act so vile. Put the UN troops on trial. Okay, let's try it together, okay? Everybody got their chance sheets? Who's got chance sheets to give to people? Over there, Adrian has chance sheets. Anybody needs it? If anybody needs a button, yeah. If anybody needs a button, Chris here has lots of buttons.
Okay. Would you please tell people that we also have copies of? We will not. We also have copies of "We Will Not Forget," and also hidden from the headlines, so that people who want them, they're a dollar. Also, if anybody wants to give a donation, we can do that. And we have other materials. Just come to me if you want something.
Just come to Sister Stella for some important literature about Haiti that gives a lot of background, good background of what's been going on here. And buttons, come to Chris. He's got the buttons. They're very inexpensive, but very beautiful. Okay, what's that shooting on the street? That's no keeper of the peace. Act so savage, act so vile. Put the UN troops on trial. What's that shooting on the street? That's no keeper of the peace. Act so savage, act so vile. Put the UN troops on trial. What's that shooting on the street? That's no keeper of the peace. Act so savage, act so vile. Put the UN troops on trial. Want to try the next one?
You give some heat. I mean, Sam is going for your chance. You know, trying to go Asian.
Okay, it's Gustadi and the drummers are going to provide the music for our gathering and our march, just like they did on July 21st, 2005, after the July 6th massacre. We did the same thing. We had about 250 people went up to the Brazilian consulate, accompanied by these drums. Peacekeeper hypocrisy cannot produce democracy. Peacekeeper hypocrisy cannot produce democracy. Peacekeeper hypocrisy cannot produce democracy. Okay, this is an old one here. This is a reprise. Okay. We all know what Haiti needs. Freedom, food, and Aristide. We all know what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Aristide. We all know what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Aristide. We all know what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Aristide. We all know what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Aristide. We all know what Haiti needs. Freedom, food, and Aristide. We all know what Haiti needs. Freedom, food, and Aristide. We all know what Haiti needs. Freedom, food, and Aristide. We all know what Haiti needs. Freedom, food, and Aristide. Oh, we all know what Haiti needs. Ooh, freedom, food. And Aristide, freedom, what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Aristide. Oh, we all know what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Aristide. We all know what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Aristide. We. We all know what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Irish tea. Oh, we all know what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Irish tea. Oh, we all know what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Irish tea. Ooh, we all know what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Irish tea. Ooh, we all know what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Irish tea. We all know what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Irish tea. Ooh, everybody dance away, dance away. Ooh, we all need what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Irish tea. Ooh, we all know what Haiti needs, freedom, food, and Irish tea. U.S. out of Haiti, off of Haiti's back, out of Haiti, Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq. U.S. out of Haiti, off of Haiti's back, out of Haiti, Palestine. U.S. out of Haiti, off of Haiti's back, out of Haiti, Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq. U.S. out of Haiti, off of Haiti's back, out of Haiti, Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq. U.S. out of Haiti, off of Haiti's back, out of Haiti, Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq. U.S. out of Haiti, off of Haiti's back, out of Haiti, Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq. U.S. out of Haiti, off of Haiti's back, out of Haiti, Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq. U.S. out of Haiti, off of Haiti's back, out of Haiti, Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq.
Brother, I have a question to ask you.
What's that, sister?
I want to know why all these people are standing like fools in the rain.
That's a good question. Why are they standing in the rain? What's more important than keeping out of the rain, sister?
Well, justice.
Maybe justice. Maybe they're standing here for justice. And now I'd like to introduce Pierre Labossière from the Haiti Action Committee, who's having a big sign that says, "Stop the massacres."
Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being here today. It's a great day. It's February 7th. It's a very historic day in Haiti. It's a day when the people of Haiti overthrew the dictatorship of Baby Doc Duvalier and demanded and really struck a blow for freedom that day. That was in 1986. And so today, people are out in Haiti in many cities. People have demonstrated in many cities. Over 10,000 people in Port-au-Prince, maybe more, but we'll know the figure tomorrow. Today we are one of 53 cities all over the world that are standing up in solidarity with the people of Haiti on five continents, 53 cities, right, saying no.
Right.
This is significant because all they have tried to do is to isolate the people of Haiti, to make the rest of the world feel as if Haiti doesn't exist, that nobody hears the cries of the brothers and sisters in Haiti. Nobody sees their struggle. And so today the world is saying, no, we see it. And more we are going to spread the news about what's going on. I want to let you know about two websites that you can get information on what's going on in Haiti. One is www.haitiaction.net, and the other one is www.haitisolidarity.net. You can get information. Haiti Action gives you the news as it's unfolding, and Haiti Solidarity is more directed toward local activism, what we can do and how we can get together and organize to stop the madness that's going on. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that the United Nations is actually being used as the fear of imperialist aggression. And I know some people may say, well, imperialist is using leftist language. Well, it's an adjective that describes empire building. That's what we are dealing with. Certain countries, the U.S., France, and Canada, are building an empire, and Haiti happens to be one of the places where they are expanding this empire. The people of Haiti have been resisting against that. And this is not just pie in the sky stuff or abstract. It has to do with their daily lives. As big, the more the empire expands, the worse conditions get for brothers and sisters on the ground in Haiti. They cannot go to school. They have no access to health care, no access to potable water, drinking water, clean drinking water. They are there to be exploited by the multinationals who run away from places where there are labor laws and from unions in one place, and they go to a place like Haiti, and they say, well, we can exploit the people for very little money. And they use us against each other that way. And that's why they want to maintain the status quo in Haiti. So we have to stand up against it. It's in our collective interest that one, they attack one, we all stand up together. Because what they do is they use the fact that Haiti is there, Haiti is so, the conditions are so bad, the misery is so bad. When you stand up here in the U.S. and demand higher wages, they'll tell you, unless you agree to what we propose, then we'll move our plant and set up shop in Haiti. And so what happens? We all have to cave in. We all have to fold. So it's our collective, it's our survival as working people, as union people, as labor, non-union or what have you, as working class people, to get together and unite. And that way, when we defend one, we are defending ourselves. And so it's very important. And the United Nations is part of this killing. Now, I know some of you are under the illusion that, oh, no, not the good UN. But listen, the forces that are in Haiti now, the armies that are in Haiti today, killing innocent children, men and women, these are the forces that have been trained at the School of the Americas. All of a sudden, many of us don't realize that and say, well, how can it be? It's the UN with the blue, nice blue color of that of a great sky and the nice insignia of peace. But no, the UN is being transformed. It's being used to be part of this imperialist aggression, this war against the poor. And this is what's going on. Those of you who are involved in School of America's Watch, you need to really motivate this organization to take a strong stand with what's going on in Haiti, because this is the use of these armies of the School of the Americas and their training that's being applied today. That's why we are getting 7-year-old, 4-year-old, and babies, pregnant women being murdered by UN forces in Haiti. So I want to thank you for being here today. I want to thank you for joining us and marching to the Brazilian consulate later on. Please get the information. Those of you who speak Spanish, those of you who can translate the information in Portuguese, in Spanish, please spread it all over the place. We need to reach out to our brothers and sisters in Latin America, all over the world, but particularly in Brazil, in Argentina, in Chile, to let people know what's going on, to let people know to mobilize in their home countries, to let people know to mobilize with the people of Haiti in solidarity, to put an end to this madness, to put a stop to these killings. That is very important. This is something that we need, that we can do right now. One thing I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to stand to support Congresswoman Barbara Lee and urge your congressional representatives to ask to support Barbara Lee's Truth Act. I believe it's House Resolution 351, where she's demanding that Congress hold hearings on the coup d'etat in Haiti and investigate what has happened. This thing must come to light because we must bring some of these people to justice. These people are killers. They have been murdering people. Edmond Molep, the representative of the UN, when he was told about the babies that were murdered, people, women, men, who were on their way to work, murdered by UN forces on December 22nd. And recently, during the past 10 days, he said, well, he doesn't believe it and more will come, even though the photos are there. Now, what kind of person, what kind of criminal will stand there and be proud of killing men, women, and children, and say more will come? No, we need to bring this man to justice for the mass murderer for that he is and for the crime against humanity. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much. We have much to do. We need to build, continue building. And as I'm talking about what's going on in Haiti, there are similar things going on in Iraq, throughout the world. So let us unite. It's not only Haiti. It's various parts of the world. But together, by connecting the dots, and we see that this violence against people has one source. It's the same source. The same imperialist forces. That's the source of all this violence. So it's time to build a case against them, to bring them to justice. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, Pierre.
Comrades in Cité Soleil, we're with you all the way. Comrades in Cité Soleil, we're with you all the way. Comrades in Cité Soleil, we're with you all the way. And now I'd like to introduce Sister Maureen Dignan from the East Bay Sanctuary Covenant, who's been to Haiti numerous times, and she's a fighter for people's freedom and justice.
Thank you. I think everybody will agree that world opinion is very much against the escalation of the war in Iraq. You agree?
Yes.
The American people are against it. Congress is against it. The Iraqi people are against it. Is world opinion against the foreign occupation of Haiti?
Yes.
They should be.
They should be, right.
Are the American people against it? Should be. Is Congress against it? Should be. Is the media telling the true story?
No.
Should the media tell the true story?
Yes.
Does Haiti matter?
Yes.
Yes, Haiti matters. But in a sense, Haiti has become a sideshow to main events of unfolding world history, which is too bad, which is sad. So today, we stand in solidarity with over 56 countries. Many, many, many cities, more than ever before. How many countries?
18.
18 countries. I think that deserves an applause. Five continents.
Yeah.
So today we say Haiti does matter.
Haiti does matter.
And we ask the media to be attentive to telling the truth. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Remove the gunships from cities, Cité Soleil.
Gunships out of Cité Soleil.
Gunships out of Cité Soleil.
Thank you. Sorry.
We ask food for the children.
Food
for the children. We ask education for the young and for the old and for all people.
Education for the young and the old.
We ask that Haiti be Haiti.
We ask that Haiti be Haiti.
And we ask God to make all of us instruments of our peace.
We ask God to make all of us instruments of our peace.
Well, God's peace, excuse me.
And the people and the animals.
And the people all over the world.
All right, let's ring the bell for Sister Maureen. Here, there's a voice over here saying, let's get to that Brazilian consulate. Now, why are we going to the Brazilian consulate? Anybody?
They're occupying Haiti.
Because they're occupying Haiti.
Under the UN.
What else are they doing over there? They're killing civilians. And why are they there? They're trying to stop democracy.
They're doing the work of the U.S.
They're doing the work of the U.S. And who did the coup d'etat of February 29, 2004?
The U.S.
the U.S., and who else?
France.
France, and who else?
Canada.
And who came in a couple of months later and ratified it and occupied the place?
The U.N.
The U.N. Shame on you, United Nations. Murdering civilian Haitians. Shame on you, United Nations.
Shame on you, United Nations.
Murdering civilian Haitians. Okay, we're going to get started now. We've got to pack up this stuff, and we're going to go. So just stick tight for a minute. We're going to organize the march, and we're going to go up there to the Brazilian consulate. We're just going a couple blocks on the sidewalk of Market Street, and then we're going to turn up Montgomery. And when we get to Montgomery and Pine, across from the Brazilian consulate, we're going to have a little picket and let them know what we think. And we're going to tell them, Brazil, get out of Haiti. 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 Brazil,